Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I'm just going to make a short video which relates to a conversation I was having with a guy earlier today. And really it's around anxiety. And how do you manage anxiety? In particular, you know, I want to be able to just connect with my girlfriend, my partner, my wife, my long-term lover, this person that either I'm really interested in getting to know and inviting into some kind of interaction with me, or somebody that I know really, really well. And I find that this anxiety comes up. I find that, you know, it's almost debilitating sometimes. You know, it can be various different levels, but it's important to understand that it's there and that it's not necessarily a bad thing, you know. So why am I feeling anxious? What's the specific outcome that I'm focused on? Can I let go of that outcome and recognize that the anxiety is just telling me that I'm trying to engineer something? And with the understanding that when you're trying to engineer something, the person that you're with is often picking up on the fact that you're tense, you're unsure, you're nervous, you're tentative, and that then we have these things called mirror neurons where we respond to how somebody else is being with us, but so much of the communication is nonverbal. So much of the communication is facial expression, body language, you know, all of this kind of stuff. Stuff that we don't necessarily know that we're communicating, but it is communicating all the time. And so with that understanding, how can I be aware that I have this sensation that I'm feeling anxious and not let that take over? Sometimes you might get a, you know, something that causes the anxiety. You might ask a question, how are you doing today? And you just get a shutdown, you know, a barrier comes up. I don't want to talk about it. And in that moment, up comes the anxiety. You're not sure what to do, what to say. Managing your own emotional state is the most important thing in that situation. And really, it's just because her emotional state and your emotional state changes really fast. And that's actually a really good thing. So if you're able to recognize, okay, I have some anxiety come up, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It tells me that I'm maybe looking for a certain outcome. And if I'm looking for a certain outcome, I'm not really able to be present in this moment with the person that I'm with right now. And if I'm not able to be present, then I'm not able to really understand what's going on for them. And that kind of comes across as I don't want to know what's going on for them. Well, that's what it feels like when I just get sucked into and caught up in my own experience, in my own anxiety. It feels like I'm taking things personally. It feels like, you know, I get upset. And so managing your own emotional state to just be like, I'm not going to die. Nothing really bad is happening here. Take a breath, recenter. Self-source your own strength and composure and then continue. Maybe you can bring some humor into it. If you can bring some humor into it, you've got the best possible chance, especially when somebody is pushing back, because they know they're pushing back when they're not happy, right? If you can bring some humor in, it says that I am not affected by this. I can still be here, present with you, connecting to you, offering you some way of coming out of whatever it is that you're struggling with. That is the best possible solution for somebody who is in some kind of difficult state, who is struggling with overwhelm or stress or anxiety, for you to be able to just laugh at it and, you know, and kind of take the piss out of them, be sarcastic, but in a way that shows, you know, the glint in your eye says, I don't mean this. We don't have to stay stuck in this. We can step out of it and we can step into some kind of connection together. Okay, guys, take care. See ya.